Grassroots speaking.
Hi, my name's Kayla. I'm calling from AmeriHealth Caritas. I just received a few calls from this number, I believe George. Or
what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Kayla Robinson.
Oh, okay, yes. Hi, thank you so much for returning my call. My name is Ruth. Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I appreciate you calling back. I was just calling you in regards to James Kirkland.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got a call from the patient and caregiver. They would like to switch over to our agency. It seems like they're not getting any home care services right now.
Yes, I already got the call from somebody, I think, last week. I tried to call James at the number I have listed here a few times. I didn't get any phone calls back. I left voicemails. I'm not sure if it's his partner, Ms. Gwendolyn. And I did just try to call her back, so I'm just waiting for her to return my call. I need to speak to them first to switch it over because it has to go through the participant. So I'm just waiting to hear back from them, honestly, at this point. So as soon as they do that, as soon as I hear from them, I could do the switch right away.
Okay, you know, how about I try to get her on the line now? Is that fine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so she's not answering the phone. Can we just compare our phone numbers, make sure we both got the same number?
Yeah, so I have the original one I was calling was, I'll just give you that one first. I think it was 484-721-0468, and then she just called me yesterday, so I missed her call because I wasn't in the office, but her number was 835-261-0581.
Yeah, that's the one that I have. I spoke to her before in that number. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I did contact her. That was the first. I didn't have her number on file, so I did call her today and leave her a message. So
yeah. So she's the caregiver. Just so you know.
Okay. Is she related to him in any way or?
So I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure what the relationship is.
Okay.
Yeah, they just, you know, they called in today. It seems like she can have everything in as for the paperwork by today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we should be good. So I guess as soon as you speak to her and you can, you know, get the authorization in for as soon as possible, that would be great.
Okay, and you said it's Family First Care?
It's Family First Care. Do you want to confirm some of our information? Do you need text ID or provider ID?
Can I just read it to you and you let me know if it's right? Is that okay?
Yes, sure.
All right. I have, for the tax ID, I have 822-843-555.
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect.
Yeah, that's the one. I just want to make sure because there is more than one Family First.
Yeah, I saw a few pop up. All right, let me write this down so when they call, I can just go ahead and, and you said, because I know transfers usually take like a few days.
Mm-hmm.
What her earliest start date?
So I guess the earliest that it could be, I mean, they're probably going to be, you know, if she's on top of the paperwork, she can be done by today or tomorrow.
Okay. All right, I'll go based off of the end date then, but as soon as I talk to them, we could do the end date and start date right away then.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.